Kol mitzvah biyodei shleisha dvarim alolu mitalmidos Avraham Avinu. Or shleisha dvarim acherim mitalmidos Bilam HaRasha. Ayin toiv ruach nemuchos nefesh folo mitalmidos Avraham Avinu. Ayin ra ruach kevoya v'nefesh shechava mitalmidos Bilam HaRasha. Ma bein talmidos Avraham Avinu talmidos Bilam HaRasha. Talmidos Avraham Avinu oichem b'olam hazeh v'noichem b'olam haba. Shem v'nahanchu oyev ayesh v'tzeh mali. Avol Talmidos of Bilam Rasha, Yoshin Gehenim, Vyodin Vashachas, Shnema Vatul Kim Teridon Vashachas, Anshi Dome Mirma Lechzi Mehem, Bani Eftach Boch. So we have the lineup over here, Zelu Maser, and so on and so forth. So Meral starts with his Kashis. Komish Shosh Dvarm, Yesh Lishol, Shoma Komish Shosh Dvarm Lolu, Utamir Shavarm Vino. Because, first of all, Minyon Lomeli Lemash Lash Dvarm, you know, it's quite simple to figure out three, and you don't need it for anything. Oid, v'chiloi ha'el Avraham yoisim el gimot var, she'el kama milus v'goyim l'chesed k'yotze b'zeh. There were so many different things that Avraham Avinu is noted for. V'eich ama k'bishol shloishim elum talmid shavram, v'chein bebilam v'chiloi ha'el midas ros v'bilam yoisim elu. You know, we picked these three. There's so many more things mentioned. He wanted to kill Uma Shlema and so on. V'oich ama ma bin Talmid Shavram vino bin Talmid Shavram Rasha. V'chelo yoidnon ishal Talmid Shavram yoshin gan Eden. V'Talmid Shavram Rasha yoshin gehenem. V'oid v'chelo yoy rishoyim yoisim bilo. V'loma tola kalkolo b'mekul kwaze b'frat. Okay, so first this is going to explain the significance of Avram and Bilam. Or Tchilei Shcholadas in Avram v'in Bilam. Yesh Shcholadas ke Avram hoye roish l'uma Yisraelis. Ukeshem shahoye Avram roish l'uma Yisraelis ke hoye Bilam roish l'uma Yisraelam. Lefi shahoye novi l'uma Yisraelam. Umipnei ke roish v'al yesh lo his alos v'yoysa. Shahroish umis ala al-kail. Lefikach nimsa shnei dvar mitz Avram v'zvilum b'shava. Etzel Avram ksiv ayachshas chamoyer, bebilam ksiv ayachshas sainoy, Avram ksiv v'shein av imoy, bebilam ksiv v'shein av itoy. So so lemaisa. So let's go for two things. First of all, there was a certain element. Avram was the roish of Yisraelis, and Bilam was the roish of the Uma. Of his Uma. The word Roish over here doesn't really mean king. He wasn't king. Neither was Avram, neither was him. Roish meaning that he started by Avram, it's true, by Bilam, not exactly. And he says because he was a Navi, I would assume it means the ruchnis tikashorish. The definition of the Maral when he's speaking here about being roish is the ruchnis tikashorish. So he points out two psukim that are similar but different. The vayach vish it says in both of them, and here it says shnei of imoy shnei of itoy. It's a big problem with this. If you take a look in his Hagah over here, 1909, if you have that one, it's the opposite. To me, you do a kibbutz name lehefer. It's Avram vina nema vashkam Avram abaygers chamoyroi v'chan kosev lehefer ve'itoy, and by Bilam it says imoy. So they bring it. There's a beer on it from the cousins of Maggid, and it says in the Sfarim that the Kotzke said he brings from Amuda Emes that it was a mistake. I mean, I'm a Shemayim, they're a Mesoivev to show that the Maral can also make a mistake. That's what he quotes over here. There are two roots in, I think Moshe once gave a long, very tortured teretz. Akapanim, it is what it is. Bior Dovazek, ki machmash Avram roi lo his alois, mitzad shu roish, ve'av amon goyim, ksiv esavu roich bal chamor. So the the fact of a somebody being on top of Chaymer. So the rider on any type of an animal is sort of the brains on top of it. He's the Madrega Me'al. A Chamor is especially seen as being the representative of Chaymer. A Chamor is just a chunk of meat. A horse has a certain elegance, a certain tzura to it. Chamor is a box that plods along. So it's the most Chaymerdik of the animals. So therefore, both of them are the tzura on top of the animal. Aval hefesh ben Avram and Bidla. Ketz Avram tziv chamor shu zacha. Bedov az eraya she'en l'Avram tzur of klal ala madregas achamris. Rak reichel lov az ala v'yoyse kashro l'fei madregasa. So, you know, there's l'mashal. The kindergarten teacher is a teacher of the kindergarten. He is the most chashev, so on and so forth, but she needs to have some sort of interaction with them. In other words, if you take somebody who's not shaykh to it, then there's no way he could be the teacher. I remember when we were young, we had a pediatrician that was very, very good, and we liked him a lot. He had stories, and he'd show us, and he'd share things. And my father would always laugh and say, "So zayna gute kinder doctor, da zayna bisla kind alein teichet." In order to be a good children's doctor, you have to be somewhat of a child yourself. So when I became an adult, I was gone from America. I wasn't, but my brother kept going to him as he was a teenager. And at some point, he said, "You know, I realized what my father meant. He taka had that seichel." So the Chavetz Chaim used to say, by a malame, in the old days, they would also give prizes. So what was the prize that a Rebbe gave to in a cheder? He would take a brass button, and it was very shiny, and he would, you know, that would be the big prize. Whoever knows is going to get the brass button, is going to get the brass button, look how it shines, or hulu. So the Chavetz Chaim once said, by a malame is a meshene knop echazach. Like, He's gotten so used to it being so chashev and important and wonderful, this and that he also feels it to be highly chashev. So there's some sort of, so Avraham Avinu was totally above the chamor. L'kach chamor zocha, ke'ilu shem chibu v'tzir for the zocha. So zocha to zocha. L'kach hay Avraham nivdol man rega chamris, rak mis'ala olav. Ava bilom ayo reichev ala soynoi, shine keva. So it hints at some sort of chibur. And so yes, it was above. A similar thing would be, l'mashal, imagine a person is a meichiach to hamoin am, you know, to nashim pshutim and so forth. If let's say he needs their adoration, he's nena from the fact that the people that is being meichiach are hold of him, this and that. So in some point, he's mechaber to them. Yes, normally I'm their rav, and I'm the one who's mechiach them and tell them what's wrong and guide them. But sometimes there's a little bit of a feed in. The fact that they're so meirich me and so machshiv me makes me feel good. So forget about the idea of covet. But the idea is I become a little bit mitzurif to them. Agnon once said that on the Hidarshan, the Pasik Deirish Damim Oisam Zachar. So he said, normally when a Magid Meisharim comes to a shtetl and says, Divrei Musa, he's Pchinas Zachar, and they're Pchinas Nekeva, he's being Mashpia Divrei Musa Techacha. Let's say he does it for money, so it's the other way around. They're the Mashpiyim, and he's the Makabal. So he said, Deirish Damim, somebody dashes for money, Oisam Zachar, he's made them into Zacharim. Balkapanim, he means over here, he says, you know, Bilam was nominally above them, but he had a chibur to them. He means the guf, which is the physical self, and so on, and the nefesh, which is somewhat. Those two koiches are platforms. This act itself, so many of the actions of Avodas Hashem, it's possible to do in a being meshata the koiches. This was the type of thing that those koiches had no makum. Being makriv your son for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's kol kuloi the seichel. So for that time, in that moment, he had to be misalik them. After that, a person comes back to it. The truth is, I would say it the opposite. Itoi means, let's say, if somebody asks me who was on the train with you, you know, who else was on the train, I'd say there was a man sitting there, an old man, a young man, or whatever. That would be itoi. Imoi would mean, who did you go with? Imoy, I think, means a kirva betzim. Itoy means physically, who was with me. So if I take a driver, a marshal, so I'm taking him as a driver, but I can't say I went imoy. I went ito. I mean, modern Hebrew certainly be like that. Which car service did you use? You know, ito would be more correct. Who's the person you went with, Bateris Chava, and so on? Imoy would be. He says it differently. He says the opposite. The way I'm saying it, Pash goes to the pasuk. Aval itu kama oisai shaloshen ze, and he brings from the kolo yo over here the opposite taket. He brings from the goyin the opposite, which is the common usage like that. So let's talk a little bit about what he's going to speak about. In other words, what he means over here, the dinyanim dala nimshach, and so on. Let's take an example. Ambition is a ruchniistic drive. It's something that, on a physical level, there's no a physical level. I'm hungry. I finish eating as much as I can eat, fill myself. That's it. I'm no more hungry. I'm tired. I go to sleep as much as I sleep. And that's it. I'm soaked. It's cold outside. I just sit in the house, and that's enough. The idea to go weiter and weiter and weiter is Bemis belongs to a different world. And like Chazal says it in Shema, that whatever you'll give her from this world is not going to keep her satisfied. So ambition be'etzem is a ruch nistik koyach. Mav'eh, which means the one who seeks, is the name of Adam, Baba Kama. The mazik of Mav'eh refers to Adam, because Adam is the seeker. He's the one that goes and looks. So ambition is a ruch nistik quality. As opposed to much of pure taiva, when I want to fresh something, eat something, that's physical. But, the marshal, I could be ambitious that I want to have a lot of gold and silver and everybody should ooh and awe about it. I should be considered to be top, biggest kavir. I could be ambitious that I want the most covet. Everybody should say I'm Rosh Kibahag and everybody should be Mechabed me and so on. Those are cases where the koyach haruchni of ambition is still enmeshed in the koyach, in the physical koyach, and therefore one is yearning from the other. So if we ask ourselves a real bad, and that's why a person who is chashev but flawed has in many ways a worse punim than somebody who's not so chashev and flawed. So here you have a person who knows how to learn, a person is, but he's crazy about whatever it is. So that's much worse. Then he's murdered l'timoyen all of his ruchnis. Here's somebody who's a big Talmud Chacham, he's a big Eved Hashem, etc. And yet, dealing with him is kind of, you get another person with koiches that come in that don't belong there. Greed, ambition, whatever it is. So Bilam and Avraham Avinu both represent the ruchnistika high points of their umays. And that's why there's a connection there. We're not looking for the riches of Bilam. We're looking rather for the places where those koiches and nefesh are intertwined, where the inyanim that are ruchnias in Bilam are actually schlepping along bad averis and bad things. So we're comparing Avraham and Bilam not mitzad the rishis he does. In the Olam Ruchni, it says that Bilam was a Navi. Was he as good as a Navi Yisrael b'shas ma'aser? And that's what the Mishnah is comparing. The Mishnah is comparing the ruchniistic world of both of them, which both of them had a ruchnias I mentioned, and the difference in that. In other words, it's not mistava that if their ruchnias was the same, one would be considered a tzaddik and one would consider Russia. Baal Korcho, the begam lies in the ruchnias itself already. And that's where the Mishnah is saying, look at the difference in the two. I'm going to find you in Yonim specifically, like these in Yonim, where you have these two very different. And then the Kuda is going to explain is an Kuda of where the Ruchniistik is not totally separated, and the Mele, it's Yonik, it's Mizdavik. So the Koyach of ambition, what's going to be with me, is a Ruchniistik Koyach Batsim. I mezavik it with the hana of covet, of people saying you're so great, so wonderful, so fantastic. So then I get a bad mixture. So it's bedafka because he was so chashev, and it was attached to some very base instincts that you got that's where the ultimate riches of Bilam came. Okay, we'll hold it here before he goes through all of them. Any questions, any points, any... Okay. Okay, Kaltov.